Hello! 欢迎来到 Mandarin Slang Guide, MSG, the Chinese learning podcast that tastes great and probably isn't all that bad for you. I'm Josh Ogden Davis, bringing you the words and perspectives that aren't in your textbook. So you may have noticed that episodes aren't coming out as often as they used to. We used to be weekly, but for personal reasons, I'm going to be launching episodes every other Monday for a while. So if you want more MSG than that, remember to follow us on social media. Just search for Mandarin Slang Guide or add our WeChat and join the WeChat group where we chat about the words that we have encountered or are struggling with at the moment. Our WeChat is down in the show notes, but it's MSG Podcast, all one word, MSG Podcast, and I hope to hear from you soon. But now, let's start the episode. This is another blast from the past, an episode that Avers and I recorded back in April about gossip. Gossip. What is it? Where does it come from? And how do you talk about it in Chinese? Well, you're about to find out. I'm here again today with Avers. Hi, Avers.
Hi, Josh. Happy to be here.
How are you?
I'm great.
Excellent.
You just asked me 5 minutes ago.
I'm going to pretend that we didn't record these back to back.
Yeah.
So let's jump into some of these words
okay. That
we have about gossip. We have four words today. We have 八卦, which is a word for gossip. Mm-hmm. We have 吃瓜. It's a different 瓜. There's lots of 瓜 here, but 吃瓜, meaning to be an onlooker and to gossip about something. Mm-hmm. Then we have 实锤, which means the real hammer, the gossip that is true and that will destroy someone's life and career. And then we have hei, which means lots of different things. Literally, it means black, but it can also mean to slander someone. But before we jump into these, let's do the conversation. Do you want to be A or do you want to be B?
B.
Okay, so I'll begin. Hey, 我刚听说 Jack 出轨了，我给你讲讲。
哎呦，别这么八卦好吗？ 我对吃瓜不感兴趣。
这不是八卦， 我有实锤啊。
你别老黑他了。
Okay, if you didn't understand all of that, don't worry, because I wouldn't have understood all of that 2 days ago. There's a lot of gossip words that I'm not familiar with, starting with the word 八卦. What's 八卦 mean?
So 八卦 has a non-slang meaning. Yeah,
okay.
It's from Yi Jing, the Book of Changes.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. So in the Book of Changes, they believe that there are two sides of things, yin and yang.
Yeah.
Yeah, from yin and yang, it derives eight different like patterns. So ba is eight. Gua is like, you can understand it as patterns.
Okay.
So the eight different patterns represents, each represents a basic element in the nature, and then combined with each other in different time, in different ways, and then you get all the, you know, thousands of variation in the world.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there's eight of these gua, which in themselves are representations of different combinations of yin and yang.
Yeah.
And when you use the Book of Changes, the I Ching, you derive arrangements of these eight gua, these ba gua, that tell you something about the universe. So why does ba gua mean gossip?
Yeah, so when you're reading a gossip, there's almost always have something to do with a man and a woman. Hmm. And the man is the yang and the woman is the yin. And so starting from the yin and yang, they have, you know, a lot of different stories, different gossip, rumors. And that's one of the most, like, serious and boring explanation. But I also...
Here at MSG, we're all about the serious and boring.
But I also say a really interesting one, which has something to do with pronunciation. Like, there's also another word called 八卦. It sounds exactly the same, but it writes differently. So the 八 means ripped off, and 卦 means clothed.
Ah.
So, yeah, I was surprised when I saw that.
Huh.
So it means like someone's clothes are being ripped off. So whatever he's trying to cover up is now exposed to the public and becomes something to talk about.
I was horrified because I thought you were going to say, and it's gossip about who is ripping whose clothes off, which I'm glad it wasn't that. So it's like you're laying people's secrets bare for the world to see. You're ripping off the clothes. You are 八卦.
Yeah.
Okay, I like that.
Yeah, me too. That's my favorite explanation.
Verisimilitude be damned. MSG has decided that this is the correct explanation for why this is. Are there any other explanations that you found?
Yeah, mostly boring ones. So these two, yeah. I think, are the typical explanation.
Whatever the reason is, bagua means gossip. How would you use bagua in a sentence?
You can use it in a complaining way, like,
okay.
你怎么这么八卦?
Oh, so here it means gossipy. Yeah. Gossipy. 你怎么这么八卦?
Mm-hmm.
你, you, 怎么, how, 这么, this much, 八卦, gossipy. So you how this gossipy. Why are you so gossipy? 你怎么这么八卦? Has anyone ever said, Avers, 你怎么这么八卦呢?
No, never.
Okay.
Or, 你巨八卦.
Mm, I love callbacks. You're calling back to the last episode about very.
Mm-hmm.
巨八卦. You are giantly gossipy. 巨八卦.
Yeah.
Excellent. Can I say you are 贼八卦?
Ah, that's better.
贼 for the win, always. Always yeah. go with 贼. So that's meaning gossipy. Can I also say 我告诉你个八卦?
Yeah, you can use it as a noun. Or you can say 我给你八卦一下.
我给你八卦一下.
Yeah.
That's almost like a verb, I think.
Yeah.
So when you're using it as an adjective, it means that someone is gossipy.
Mm-hmm.
You can also use it as a noun for the gossip itself. And you can use it as a verb for the act of gossiping.
Yes.
So 我给你八卦一下 means 我, me, 给你, give you, 八卦, some gossiping.
Mm-hmm.
When you translate it to English, it sounds like the bagua here is a noun. Yeah. But in Chinese, the ge, which we translate as give, doesn't actually mean give. It's yeah. sort of almost like a preposition, like for you.
Let me do something. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's mm-hmm. a good way of putting it. So let me gossip for you. Let me gossip with you.
Mm-hmm.
我给你八卦一下. Avers, 我给你八卦一下.
洗耳恭听.
洗耳恭听, what does that mean?
洗 is washing.
Okay.
Our ears.
Uh-huh.
Gong is like a gesture when you like putting your hands together to show that you really respect someone.
Uh-huh.
And ting is listen.
Oh. Listen.
So you're paying so much attention to this person, you're washing your ear to prepare to listen to them.
I will wash my ears and listen respectfully.
Yeah.
Okay. 洗耳恭听.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So if you have some gossip for your friend and you really want to spill the beans, you can go, hey, hey. 我给你八卦一下. And your friend might say, 洗耳恭听.
Yeah, that would be a really weird friend.
You literally just did that.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. So that's 我给你八卦一下. Mm-hmm. Let's gossip. I also said 我告诉你个八卦.
Yeah.
So 我, me, 告诉, tell, you, 你, 个, basically a, 八卦. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I will tell you a gossip. 我告诉你个八卦. Okay. So let's move on from 八卦 to 吃瓜. Now, this is a different gua.
Mm-hmm.
So what does 吃瓜 mean literally?
吃 is eat. Mm-hmm. And 瓜 is melon. So eating melons, 吃瓜.
Sounds good to me. What does this have to do with gossip?
It means like you're just passing by to say what's going on. You're not really part of that incident. You're not posting any comments. It reminds me of another slang we talked about before, like 打酱油.
打酱油.
Yeah.
So literally getting...
soy sauce.
I can't remember how to say soy sauce. Your English is better than mine. Getting soy sauce just means, hey, I'm not a part of this. I'm just in the neighborhood to get some soy sauce.
Yeah.
Leave me out of it.
Uh-huh.
So I think the mental image it's conjuring is someone who's just eating a watermelon and maybe watching,
uh-huh.
but not talking to anybody, not doing anything, just sitting there munching on his melon and
yeah.
watching what's going on
mm-hmm.
around. That's 吃瓜. How would you use 吃瓜 in a sentence?
I would say, 我是个吃瓜群众.
Mm. 我是个, I am a, 吃瓜群众, melon eating, what does 群众 mean?
The mass people society.
Yeah.
How would you translate that?
So 群 is like a group,
yeah.
kind of in a way, and 众 means the masses.
Yeah, 众, basically, when you're writing 众, it's 3人,
yeah, three people. Yeah.
Yeah.
The character for person repeated 3 times. So a 群众 is just a big group of people,
mm-hmm.
basically. So 吃瓜群众, I guess it would mean the onlookers.
Yeah, onlookers.
The rubberneckers, people who just, they gotta look. So 我是个吃瓜群众. I am a bystander, but I am watching. And maybe I will 八卦 about this later,
yeah.
after I finish 吃饮买瓜. Okay, so 我是个吃瓜群众. I'm not involved in this, but I am watching it. Mm-hmm. How else can we use it?
You can say 快来一起吃瓜.
快来一起吃瓜.
Yeah, that is a more slangish way to say come join me in this gossiping. Come gossiping with me.
Oh, okay. Yeah. 快来, quickly come. Mm-hmm. 快来, 一起 is together.
Yeah.
快来一起, come on, quickly, let's together 吃瓜. Yeah. Let's eat melons together. Mm-hmm. Let's nibble on our melon and watch what's happening and gossip about it.
Yeah.
So here it's basically a verb that means to bagua, to gossip.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's 吃瓜 or sometimes 吃瓜群众. So the next one is 实锤. 实锤. What does 实锤 mean?
实 means stone. Mm-hmm. And 锤 is a hammer.
Okay.
So a stone hammer.
Stone hammer?
Yeah.
Okay.
It means something that proves either the gossip is right or wrong. It means the proof, yeah.
Oh, so words are just words until someone finds the stone hammer.
Yeah.
And then it's got real hitting power.
Yeah.
So if I say, hey, I think Jack cheated on his wife, and it's just rumors until someone finds a photo of Jack together with someone else, that photo would be the 实锤.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the stone hammer that brings it home. Mm-hmm. Okay, how do we use this?
You could say, 他们的绯闻有实锤了.
他们的绯闻?
Mm-hmm.
What is a 绯闻?
It's rumors.
Oh, I've never heard that before. Okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Do you know Gossip Girl?
No. I mean, I know Gossip Girl, but I don't know it in Chinese.
Yeah, its Chinese translation is 绯闻女孩.
绯闻女孩.
Yeah.
And 女孩 means
girls.
Girl child, basically. Literally, but just girls.
Uh-huh.
Okay, 绯闻. I'm glad that we brought this up because we would be sorely remiss if we did a whole episode on gossip and didn't talk about the translation for Gossip Girl. Thank you for saving the show.
Oh, welcome.
绯闻女孩. So 绯闻 is gossip.
Yeah. Okay.
他们的, their, 绯闻, rumors. So the rumors about them, 有实锤了.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, so yo is have. 实锤 is the stone hammer. Mm-hmm. So it means that a stone hammer behind these rumors has been discovered.
Yeah.
他们的绯闻有实锤了. Okay. Can I use it in the negative? Like you don't have a 实锤?
Yeah, you could say 这是假消息,不是实锤.
Ah, 这是假消息,不是实锤.
Yeah.
Okay, 这是, this is. 假, fake, 消息, information.
Mm-hmm.
This is fake information. 这是假消息,不是实锤. It's not a stone hammer.
Yeah.
So here, stone hammer could mean the information behind the gossip, but it could also mean the gossip itself if the gossip is true.
Yeah. So if we are talking about a gossip and when we are met for the second time and you have proof to prove that that gossip is right, it's not rumors, it's real. And you can say, I have a 实锤.
我有实锤了. Aha. So you tell me a rumor, and then I go and find out that it's true. I find the proof, and I come back and say, hey, 我有实锤了.
Yeah.
Okay. I feel like I'm a real professional 八卦儿. So that's 实锤. It's the proof, the stone hammer, the damager. And now let's move on to the last one, which is 黑.
Yeah.
This is the 黑 that means black. The color black. But here, what does 黑 mean specifically in terms of gossip?
It means to 抹黑 someone, to deliberately dig up some dirt on someone.
Oh.
Yeah.
To slander someone.
Yeah, slander.
Okay, well, my English is very good. I've been practicing English for 34 years. You said 抹黑.
Yeah.
What is the 抹黑? What is that?
抹 is like smear.
Oh.
Yeah.
Besmirching someone. You're smearing some dirt or some ink on someone to tarnish their image.
Do you know 黑子?
黑子.
黑子 is the people who 抹黑 people.
Oh, so they're the muckrakers, the 黑子.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
You can say 网上有太多黑子了.
网上有太多黑子了. So 网上 is on the internet, online. 有 is have or there are. 太多, too many. 巨多, so many, 黑子了, muckrakers. 网上有太多黑子了. Okay. I sometimes hear 黑 being used as a verb, like, 不要黑他.
Yeah.
Don't say bad things about that person. Mm-hmm. 不要黑别人, don't hate other people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
你是老实人。
Another throwback to the episode with Steve Shi about 老实, someone who's good and kind, but maybe a little bit naive, mm-hmm. is 老实. So you're saying that sometimes you should hate people if you want to be 贼, if you want to be savvy. Sometimes you have to hate people. Is that what you're saying to me, Avis?
I mean, I'll never hate people on purpose. Like, mm-hmm. if someone is trying to hate me deliberately, I would definitely hate or shit back.
Okay.
Yeah.
Avers has these hidden weapons here. She's fine with you, but just don't get up in her grill. She will fight back.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess in that sense, it's used the same as we would use 抹黑. Hey. Mm-hmm. But in a slang way, you can just leave out the 抹 and just say 黑.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Any other meanings of 黑?
If you're having a joke with your friends, you could say 别黑我了. Like jokingly, don't make fun of me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
别 meaning 不要 or don't. 黑我, don't 黑 me. Mm-hmm. So what's the opposite of 黑? Like if I can 黑 somebody else.
Yeah.
And you try to un-黑 them. Is there a word for that?
Yeah, that's called 洗白.
洗白.
Yeah.
What is 洗白?
洗 means wash. And bai is white. So you're like smearing dirt and on this person, and there's another group of people trying to wash him and get him clean.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sometimes when you put an adjective after a verb like this, the adjective is indicating the extent to which the verb happened. So 洗白 means to wash something completely white. Mm-hmm. So if I'm trying to 黑 somebody, but you like that person, maybe you're trying to 洗白 that person.
Do you remember when you and Frankie talk about 粉红?
Yeah.
So on the internet, people would say to those 小粉红, they say 别给这里洗白了。别给这里. Yeah, 这里 referred to China.
Right.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So 别 is don't, 给 is sort of like a preposition meaning for or to. 这里, this place, 洗白了. Mm-hmm. Washed white, washed clean. Don't wash this place clean. Don't try to protect this place.
Stop defending this place.
Wow. We are edgy as ever on MSG here. So much of the internet and so much of politics is about trying to 黑 or 洗白. Mm-hmm. It's exhausting. I am exhausted.
It is.
And because I am exhausted, I say that we're going to review these words and then do the conversation and then we're done. Yeah. So 八卦 means what?
Gossip.
Okay. If I am 吃瓜ing, what am I doing?
Gossiping. You're onlooker.
Yeah, I'm onlooking and / or gossiping.
Yeah.
I am looking at something with an intent to gossip later, mm-hmm. or it is later and I am gossiping about that thing. What is a 实锤?
Stone hammer. It is the proof that the rumor is right or wrong.
Yeah. And what about 黑?
It's to smear dirt or dig up some dirt on someone.
Yeah, to besmirch someone's reputation. All right. That being said, let's jump into the conversation, then explain it quickly.
Okay.
You want to be A or B this time?
A.
All right. Take it away.
我刚听说Jack出轨了,我给你讲讲。
哎呦,别这么八卦好吗? 我对吃瓜不感兴趣。这不是八卦,我有实锤啊。你别老黑他了。
All right, let's break this down. The first line is
我刚听说Jack出轨了,我给你讲讲。Okay,
我刚听说, I just heard. 听说 literally means listen, speak, but it means to have heard something through the grapevines, is to 听说. And 刚 is 刚才, so just now. Just now, I heard that, 我刚听说Jack出轨了. What is 出轨?
Had an affair.
Jack!
No!
I thought better of you, Jack! No, I didn't. Jack is a figment of my imagination. But what does 出轨 literally mean?
出 means off, and 轨 means the railway rails. So off the rail.
Okay, so Jack went off the rails, basically.
Yeah.
Jack wasn't going where he was supposed to go. He went somewhere else, cheated on his wife. He 出轨了. And that sounds, I always trip up over this word 出轨, because it sounds like 出轨.
Ah,
which means
come out.
To come out of the closet, or 轨 being a closet. So to come out of the closet is 出轨, but to go off the rails and cheat is to 出轨. Mm-hmm. So you got to be real careful with that. Anyway, 我刚听说 Jack 出轨了. I just heard that Jack is cheating. And the next part is
我给你讲讲.
So I give you say. I give you tell. I give you speak.
Yeah, let me tell you all about it.
Yeah, let me tell you about it. 我给你讲讲. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. 我刚听说 Jack 出轨了. 我给你讲讲. I heard Jack's cheating. Let me tell you about it. And the reply was
哎呦，别这么八卦好吗?
哎呦，别这么八卦好吗? So 别 is don't or don't be. 这么 So much. And then 八卦 here means gossipy.
Mm-hmm.
And then 好吗 is like a rhetorical question. Okay. Don't be so gossipy, okay? 别这么八卦好吗? And then?
我对吃瓜不感兴趣.
我对吃瓜不感兴趣. So, 我对吃瓜, eating melons, 不感兴趣, no feel interest. I to eat melon, no feel interest. 我对吃瓜不感兴趣. I'm not interested in gossip.
Yeah.
And the reply was?
这不是八卦,我有实锤啊。
这不是八卦, this is not gossip. This is not hearsay. This is not slander. 这不是八卦,我有实锤啊。 I have proof.
I have stone hammer.
I have a stone hammer. I will be the king of Asgard. I got off the rails there, but not in the cheating sense. 我有实锤啊, I have a stone hammer. I have proof. 这不是八卦, 我有实锤. And then...
你别老黑他了。哎呦,你别老黑他了。
So 你 is you. 别 means don't. 老 means old or...
Often, always.
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah. 你老开心哦。
老 is also a way of saying very.
That's true. I forgot about that. Like, 你老开心啊, like, you're so happy. But it's like a Beijing thing, right?
Yeah. 老可爱了.
Oh, 这老可爱啊. This old cute. It's old cute. You're not saying the old people are cute. You're saying it's really cute.
Mm-hmm.
But this is definitely a northern thing and probably a
definitely.
Beijing thing.
Yeah, more Beijing or Dongbei. Yeah.
Okay. And it's probably stronger than 很 or...
It's definitely stronger.
Okay. But here, we're not using that lao.
Mm-hmm.
We're not using lao to mean old. We're not using lao to mean very. Yeah. We're using lao to mean...
Always.
So, 别老黑他了. Don't always besmirch this person's reputation. 别老黑他了.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Now, it being explained, let's do the conversation one more time. We'll switch back. I'll be A.
Cool.
Psst. Avers. 我刚听说 Jack
出轨了，我给你讲讲。哎呦，别这么八卦好吗？我对吃瓜不感兴趣。这不是八卦呀，我有实锤啊。你别老黑他了。
I don't know, Avers. I think our acting skills are getting better.
Yeah, it's definitely getting better.
We'll get famous one day. We'll be famous actors.
Cheers.
And, then people will gossip about us. There'll be all kinds of 八卦 about us in the newspapers.
Yeah, people will be 黑ing you all the time.
Don't worry, if someone 黑s you, I will 洗白.
No, I will 黑 them back.
Okay, so I just won't worry about you. You can take, Avers can take care of Avers. We're good to go.
Uh-huh.
All right, well, this has been fun, Avers. Thanks again.
Yeah, it's pretty fun. Bye.
That's all the MSG we have for you today. If you want more, like I said before, follow us on social media. Just search for Mandarin Slang Guide or at our WeChat, which is MSG Podcast, all one word, MSG Podcast. Thanks again to Avers for putting up with me. And a very special thank you this week goes out to the Yijing, giving cryptic messages about the present and/or future since the Western Zhou Dynasty. And last but not least, thank you to you, the listener, for listening. I love it when you listen to this podcast. New episode coming in 2 weeks, so keep in touch, and 再见, 再会, 再聊. Bye-bye.
Hey!
嘿呦，别这么八卦好吗？
我对吃瓜不感兴趣。
Done. I'm quitting the podcast.